Hello, my favorite human being. It's your favorite caffeinated, medicated, and never hydrated nurse, Nurse John. And we are back once again to your favorite therapy podcast. I beg your pardon. And today, bestie, actually, this is your therapy session with me. This is a real-ass therapy. So sit down, get some tissue, because we're going to be crying together. We're going to be laughing together. We're going to be sad together, okay? But before all of that, I just want to ask, how are you? How is everything in life? And I hope everything is going the way you manifest it, you dream about it, and you want it. And listen, if it's not, that is totally fine. The most important thing is that you realize that every single new day is another day for you to keep manifesting, to keep trying to achieve where you want to be, and to not be hard on yourself and get up when things get hard. Don't give up. We are all human beings. We make mistakes. Things happen. But as long as you know that every day is another new day to start again, that's the most important part. Yes, Bessie? Love it. Okay, sounds good. And before we start this episode, I just want to let you know that if you're listening right now, please do me a favor and download this episode and the past episodes. Follow us on Spotify and Apple. Make sure you share it, leave us a 5-star, and turn on notifications so that you know when it drops every single Friday, a new episode for you to listen to. And the hoodie I'm wearing right now relates to our episode today. And this hoodie is actually my merch. And it says, if you're reading this right now, thank you for existing. And at the back, it says, you matter, you are loved, you are worthy. And every positive affirmation that if you ever are walking in your unit or you are just walking in public, whoever is going to read this hoodie, they're going to feel so much better to themselves. And you can make someone feel better. Isn't that cute? And also this Stanley Dupe water, emotional support water bottle is also in my merch. And it says Little Miss Dehydrated, because listen, it is literally my emotional support water bottle because I don't finish this whole bottle. It's just, it's props. It makes you think like you're actually hydrated. Anyways, Bessie, let's get into it. And this episode is titled, You Are Not Good Enough. Ooh. And if someone told you that today, best you listen to this, we're going to debunk this. We're going to deep dive into this. And you're going to know why you're not good enough at the end. So keep listening. All right, so I'm going to open up myself, my heart, my life to you so that you can relate and you feel a connection with me. So you can listen and vent. And if you listen to this while you're at work, at home, while driving, listen, Bessie, you can talk to me through your phone right now and vent to me or message me. Okay, sounds good. All right, so let's open up my life first. So as you guys might already know, I grew up in the Philippines, and growing up in the Philippines also means that you grew up learning and becoming your culture. And in the Philippines, we have this thing called a Filipino toxic traits and habits that you kind of learn and you think that it's normal until you go to another place like me migrating here in Canada and realizing that those traits and habits are actually toxic, that they are not normal. And those things are, for example, I'm pretty sure you guys know and have asked yourself, why are there so many Filipino nurses? And I can tell you right now, every single hospital in the world has at least one Filipino nurse. And you're probably like, wait, is that the only job or profession they have in the Philippines? Not at all. But because the Philippines is a third world country and your parents want the best for you in your future, when you have a family, when you're building your life, they always make sure that you push yourself to your limit or even to the farthest extent ever so that you can have a better life in the future. And this means that they give you three different choices. You can either be a doctor, a nurse, or an engineer, which is funny though, because nurse itself, like, what do you guys think we make here? Six figures? You probably can. It's a travel nurse or some other province or states. Most of the nurses and most of the hospitals don't pay nurses enough. Okay. So anyways, we have this thought that if you're a nurse, you're going to have a good life in the Philippines, which is not true at all, because there's a lot of nurses actually leaving the country so that they can migrate to another country because they are not paid well as a nurse in the Philippines. And even when they go to other countries, they actually are not paid well too. But it's just so much better because, again, $1 US is 40 peso in the Philippines. That's a lot. And so, like, when Filipino people migrate to another country, they feel like they're earning a lot, but actually actually know, because then the cost of living is different. Then they always have to send money back in the Philippines. So they're actually not earning much. It's just their life is a little bit much better if they're working as a nurse in the Philippines compared to, like, let's say United States or Canada or the UK, anywhere. Anyways, so that we have that kind of perceived, that's the only profession you should be taking or achieving because that's what's going to make your life better. For me though, I was never forced by anyone in my family to be a nurse. Again, I choose to be a nurse because I was surrounded by female figures in my life. I had this trait of being a nurturer, caring, and also because of my grandpa who had stage 4 lung cancer and Alzheimer's, and I wanted to do something in my life where I can give back to someone else and I can feel like I'm giving back to my grandpa. So I actually choose to be a nurse. And the thing is, none in my family is a nurse. I am the first generation of nurses, and I'm the thing is, I don't want people after me following me because I am me right now. You know what I mean? Like, oh, become a nurse because your uncle, your tito John was a nurse and he made a difference. You know, like, I want people to break that cycle of toxic thinking that you have to be like someone else or your other family members who are successful or doing good in life just so that you can be like that. Because all of our lives are destined to be different. Like, your success is not going to be the same as mine. You know what I mean? So I don't want that. I'm actually trying to break this, my Filipino toxic traits and habits and cycle, because I don't want people after me, my kids, my whole family and friends, to have to go through what I went through. And I'm not saying that my family has treated me bad or they were bad to me. It's just that the traits they have taught me and the things that they learned is passed from generation to generation to generation, and every single generation thinks that it's good, it's a norm, it's fine. But then someone has to break that cycle, and I think I am that generation who's going to break that, and I want to, for the betterment of me, okay? So anyway, so I've always pushed myself to do more, to be better, and I've always compared myself to people in my family. Like you guys probably already know, I'm a single child and all my cousins have brothers and sister, and it's just the sense of, like, since I am an only child, I'm gonna prove, first of all, my dad that we did not needed him for me to be successful or for me to grow up as a good person, and that I only needed my mom because she's a single mom and I'm gonna be my mom. But then it kind of put me in this situation where I started to have this people-pleasing personality where I always make sure that people around me are happy. Because growing up too, I was always seen as like a bad kid. Again, I didn't have my mom or my dad, and I grew up with my grandparents who's always there for me at home, but when I'm in school, or I've never really had like those park dates or anything like that because there's no parents to do that with me. And so I guess I was kind of rebellious, or I've seen myself rebellious, but I realized growing up that I was actually not a bad kid. I was just misunderstood and nobody sees my emotion, how I am as a person. And so, like, teachers and other people would see me as a bad kid, but it's just that I needed to be understand, and nobody ever, I guess, made me feel that way when I'm in school. Or I cannot tell that to my grandparents because they're in their 50s, and, you know, like, what are they gonna say? And again, in the Philippines, it's like, let's say you trip and you fell down, they're gonna tell you you have to get up, or like, only girls cry, or you should not be crying, it's okay, you cannot be emotional, you cannot show your emotion. That's one of the habits and traits, I guess, in the Philippines that is I'm trying to break, is that, you know, you can feel your emotions, you can be safe and you can be who you are without listening or trying to be what other people makes you think, because that's how it is in the Philippines too. Sometimes when you go to events and like Filipino parties, the first thing they ever notice, it's not even like they say how are you to you or like how's everything is doing, they're gonna notice all the negative things that they think you have since the last time they saw you. Let's say you got darker, and they're gonna be like, oh my god, you got really dark, or you got really fat, or my god, you have so much pimples. They could never say a good thing first, and they always notice the bad stuff, and it became a habit that it's okay to do that, and you just don't know how to respond, and you're like, oh, I'm actually working on myself, and yeah, maybe, you know, someone who can fix my face or my darkness or this or that. You know what I mean? And I'm also trying to break that because I thought that it was normal growing up. But then I moved to Canada and see how like you can be who you are. You can love yourself. You don't have to listen to people's opinion. And I learned that for myself. So then I always have this thought in my head that I am not good enough. So I keep pushing and pushing and pushing myself to do better. I've also was taught to always like clean up after myself, to always be clean, because if not, I'm gonna be nagged. And again, it's not my grandparents' fault or like my mom's fault that they asked me to like clean up, but it's just that it left me thinking that I always have to do that so that people around me are happy and I am not hurting anyone. And so then growing up now as an adult, I'm very like nitpicky when it comes to cleanliness, or I'm very like to the dot, and people who's not like me, who doesn't think like me, gets affected because I mirror what my grandparents and my mom have taught me, and I started become like a nagging type of person. And the thing is, like, other people who I am with, who I interact with, are not treated the way I was treated. And again, I'm not saying I was treated badly. It was just that it became a norm. And so I always pursue things and want things so that I can be good enough. But then whenever I achieve something, I achieve a goal, I realize that, wait, what now? And then I want more to do. Like, it's never enough. You're actually never going to be enough because you start wanting more. You start wanting to prove more to your parents that, look, I am independent. I can do anything and I achieve this. But then I realize that, oh my God, I just was never satisfied, or I was just never happy because I grew up in an environment where people just wants you to keep achieving things and never whatever you dream about like 5 years ago, you are where you at now, and you should be thankful and you should be happy where you are now. And that never came into my life. Like, I always wanted more. When I started working, when I was like 17 and 18, I started working in fast food, and you know, I would take overtime shift because I want to make more money so that I can show my mom and my cousins in the Philippines, like, oh my God, you guys, I'm making this much money. Like, I would never think that I would make this much money, and I want to keep more because I want to prove myself to them that I can do it myself. But again, I realize now that, why am I proving myself to these people? Shouldn't I be proving to myself? Because I am my worst enemy and not people's opinion. And so then even in nursing, when I was working as a nurse, moving on, I've always had this, like, I'm always like very vigilant and very observant on people's energy. And people's energy is something I don't know how to explain it, but like, I can meet you the first time and I can already tell if we're going to vibe, if you're going to be a good person or not, or if I can trust you with information. And then in nursing, again, you know that there are nurses who eats their young, or nurses who are miserable in their life, and they always project that to somebody else. So then when I started working as a nurse, I realized that there are people who are willing to help you, people who are willing to help you progress and be a better nurse, and that you're okay to make mistakes. And there are also nurses who will make you feel like you're doing everything wrong, that nothing is going well, and you're not gonna be enough or a good nurse. And then so those nurses made me feel like how I felt with how my grandparents and like the people I'm surrounded with, and even in school back in the Philippines, made me feel that I always have to keep striving to better myself, to make sure that people are happy around me. And it shows too in how I treat relationship with like people, like friends, like relationship, is that I wanted to make sure that people are happy before my happiness. And as much as I want them to be happy, it's not actually working, because then I am nagging, I am commanding, I'm controlling. I'm becoming the people who was teaching me all of this toxic stuff and habits. And it took a while for me to realize that and to kind of change it and to kind of break the cycle. But then now I'm learning more about myself, my past, and see how like, oh my God, I kept going for almost like 25, 26 years in my life with this kind of habits. And I just cannot imagine the people that I have relationship with or interacted with before in my past and how they felt. I'm not saying that I have a bad relationship with a lot of people. It's just that I'm realizing realizing the things that I've been doing before that I think now is not good. It's toxic. It's not right. But then again, I guess I cannot blame myself because it was taught to me that it was okay to be that way. Anyway, so going back to the whole nursing situation, there are nurses who made me feel like I'm making every single thing wrong. And so then I am walking in an eggshell, working and making sure that I don't make mistakes. And what happens is I actually make more mistakes because then I'm always so anxious, so vigilant that if they're around, I have to make sure that I'm doing every single thing correctly. And the thing is, they watch you. They make sure that they can find something to negatively blame it to you or something that they can report. And I know some of you guys have experienced this with the bullying and the whole situation. But again, I think it goes back to the thing that you cannot really control or change these people around you. You can only control yourself and your life and your decision. So at the end of the day, it has to come inside you. That the feeling of you are not good enough will always be how you want to change that inside of you. That you are actually good enough and you are more than enough. And if you realize it, like again, looking back like 5-4 years ago, didn't you wish to be where you are right now 4-5 years ago? But then you're here now and you're like, wait, I want this in the next 5 years, or I want this in the next 10 years. And you cannot just be grateful that, oh my God, this is what I wish I was. And I am here now. And I should thank myself and I should be proud of myself and I should commend myself for doing what I have to do to be where I am right now. And that sometimes you don't have to achieve more goals and you just have to be happy. And it's hard to say that too, is because, you know, money. It's funny though, because I literally told my therapist one time, I was like, I don't think it's true that money can't buy happiness, because I was like, if money can't buy happiness, I wouldn't be able to be sitting down with you right now telling you all these traumas that I have, because I need to pay you to be able to do this. So I think yes, money can buy happiness, because I was able to buy your time so that you can tell me what are the things that I need to improve about myself or the things that I have to realize. And it's just really funny because, again, your happiness should never revolve about money. But in the world we live right now, if you don't have money, there's nothing. There's nothing you can do. You cannot live in a house. You cannot buy groceries. And all of this affects your ability to be happy. And so I don't really know how to put things of like, how can you be happy with the money that you have, with the achievements that you have? I think it's only realizing that you are where you wish you were right now 5 years ago or 4 years ago. And that contentment has to be something you need to learn inside of you. And I saw this like TikTok video and they were talking about anxiety. And the guy was saying, what's in the middle of anxiety? It's I. Because it's you. Your anxiety is because of you. It's because of how you think about yourself. It's because of how you perceive or how you people please other people that surrounds you. For example, it's like when you go to work and you have this coworker who always try to find things that is wrong about you, but instead of you having a good day, you're so focused on making sure that if you're working with this coworker, you do everything correctly and that you don't make mistakes, and then your anxiety gets even worse. So instead of you having a good day at work, you're just severely anxious because you are being vigilant that that coworker who you think is going to criticize you will be there, or you just want to make sure that they're not going to find anything to criticize about you. But then again, it's all about how you see things. It's all about how you tell yourself, like, listen, I don't care about her opinion, what she thinks, or I am going to put a boundary and tell her, look, you cannot do this to me, or you cannot keep watching me or finding faults about me, and you should mind your own business because I am minding my own business. And if you don't do that, you're just going to keep living with your anxiety. It's also a pride, which is one of the biggest sin, pride. It's you thinking that what other people is going to say about you is how you should act. It's how you should do things. For example, let's say you like to wear dresses that make you look sexy, that make you look hot for yourself. But then every time you try to wear those, you're thinking, oh my God, I don't want people to think like I'm a hoe or I'm dressing up for so that guys would catcall me or things like that. So you stop wearing those dresses or stop doing what you love doing because you're thinking about what other people is going to say instead of what you really wanted to do. And And that happened to me before also. And I think it's still happening to me where I have to tone down myself because I cannot laugh the way I laugh because people are going to find it weird. Or me dressing up the way I dress up, well, some people will find it like, oh my God, why do you dress up too feminine? Or why do you dress up like this? Instead of me being freely wanting to do what I want to do. Like, again, I'm still working on myself. I'm still working in bettering and healing myself. And it takes a lot. But at the same time, it's your motivation, it's your compassion to yourself. It's like giving yourself that time to heal and realize what happened in the past, but it's okay because now you know what to correct and how to correct the mistakes and the trauma, and it's time for you to heal and change things. So actually, there's this TikTok video and the quotation just hits home so hard, and it's from Anton Chekhov. It says, "A good upbringing means not that you won't spill sauce on the tablecloth, but that you won't notice it when someone else does." And the thing is, I always notice other people's mistake when I don't make mistake myself, because again, I grew up thinking that I should be perfect and everything that I do should always make sure that people are happy around me. And then people around me gets affected because then I start criticizing them. I'm starting like negatively talking about them and what they do. And I started comparing and making sure that they end up being perfect like me, which I cannot really control because we are all raised differently. So this quotation really hits hard because it made me realize how toxic my upbringing was and how I saw it as it was okay to be that way. And it reflected in how I interact with other people. And I just wish I am not the way I am. But again, focusing on your past more than what you can rewrite in your future and your present is and should not be the way you think. It should always be, it's okay that it happened to me. Well, it's not okay that it happened to me, but I'm ready to change that. And I'm ready to be a better person or a human being. And I realized that a good person or a good etiquette is really how you are being considerate of others' feelings, of how you are treating others. And again, I'm correcting a lot about myself and realizing that, hey, like people can make mistakes. I can make mistakes too. And that I am not perfect, that I am a human being, that it's okay if I make a mistake and I should not listen to what people are going to say about me and about what I did. It's more of like, how can I correct this and be a better person? That's what really matters. And again, I think a lot of us, and mostly we talk about like, you know, workplace bullying. A lot of us really did suffer from those bullies, but I think we could have ended it if we just didn't try to prove them or to make them feel better so that we can have a good relationship with them. Because a lot of us sticks in that environment until the very end when everything is damaged, when you cannot take it anymore, and when you actually just realize that, why did I stay so long for this? Because again, you're trying to please those people, you're trying to prove them something. But at the end of the day, it's not proving them something, because who are they? They don't even matter at the end of the day. You come home at the end of the day and who you see in the mirror is what should matter. Yourself, how you see yourself. As much as achieving goal, I think another thing too is how we negatively talk to ourselves. It's like, oh, I'm never gonna be a good nurse, or I'm never gonna be as good as that senior nurse, or I'm never gonna achieve the same achievements as my cousin who's from a nurse now is an NP. If you keep thinking that way negatively, that's how you're going to end up. But then there are people out there who sees the positive in every single thing. They would literally have an interview in the job that they've been dreaming of and it did not work out, and they would tell themselves, oh, it's okay, it's for the best, it's for the good of me. But then there are people who was like, okay, so if I cannot get this job, I will never get any other job. And then it manifested, the negativity manifests to them. So then they're miserable their whole life. I think positive thinking is a must, but also too much positive thinking leads to like narcissistic personality. Again, self-love is good, but not too much. Again, you don't want to be in in the two extreme. You don't want to be no self-love or overly self-loving yourself. You want to be in the middle where you know your limits, where you know your boundaries, where you know that you matter more than anything else. And that things might not work out for you right now, but it will work out to get where you want to be in life. Do you know what I mean? So again, it's, and also I think another thing I've learned in life is that you should not share everything or anything that's going good in your life. Anything that's new. Like not even your family, not even your friends, not even anyone. You share it to yourself until it's there, until it's working. Because the thing is, if you're the type of person who listens to others' opinion and what others will say, then it can affect those good things that's happening in your life. For example, you finally got offered this job that you've been wanting and it pays so well, and then you are so excited, so you did tell it to your two friends, and then your two friends is like, oh my god, are you really sure you're gonna get this job? And then you start doubting yourself, you start asking yourself, maybe you're right, maybe I might not be able to get this job. And so the energy, the positivity, the manifestation that you have about that job starts declining, and then you start doubting yourself, and then your confidence goes low, and then things doesn't work out for you. And then things just go shit everywhere. Then you become depressed again. You become anxious again. So I would recommend to you that you keep all the good things that's happening to yourself within yourself. And when it's working, when you already have it, then that's when you tell people. But people who admires you, people who loves you, people who supports you, because I have trust other people in my life and told them things, like brand new things that's happening in my life. And what I noticed is that you actually should be more careful about your friends over your enemies, because there's a tendency that your friends actually are the ones who's going to bring you down. And let me explain why. That is because every single human is going to have the jealousy traits. Because when you tell them something that you're achieving, something that's good for you, and they will realize to themselves like, oh my God, how is he or she is doing this now and I'm not even there? And they started to become jealous. They started to try to bring you down or damage you or not manifest or basically like support you for what you're doing, because they don't want you to achieve that, because they want you to be in the same level as them so that they can go either higher before you, or that you just stay where you are. I realize that because I see it, I feel it. And you will see how like your friends change over time when you become successful in life. Some of them are going to be so supportive that they will literally be there for you through thick and thin. And there are friends that when they see you succeed, they will find negative things to tell you. So you start doubting yourself, so that you start losing the confidence you have and the trust you have within yourself. And you have to be careful from that. Because I also seen this like TikTok where they're like, you should actually befriend your enemies, because your enemy has so much more to prove to you, and they will always do the good things, compared to your friends who has nothing to prove to you and has just many things to be jealous about you. And that's the worst. So keep your success within yourself. Keep the things that's happening in yourself within yourself. Because when you start spreading it and telling it around the world, you jinx it, or there are people who's going to be jealous about those success and they will bring you down. It's just a human nature to be jealous. And again, you cannot control it. You will never know. So keep the success to yourself and realize that whatever you're doing, whatever you are in life, it's because you are good enough. You are more than enough. When someone criticizes you for how you look because you didn't look the way you looked 5 years ago and they think you got older or you got more wrinkles, well, girl, that's life. We all get old. And again, how they perceive you should not matter, because it's how you tell yourself you're beautiful that matters. It's how you wake up every day and tell yourself all of these wrinkles that you have, these stretch marks that you have, it's because that's the fruit of your labor. That's the fruit of your hard work. Like, for example, I had this mom friend, and again, she's so petite and she got pregnant, and after she gave birth, she had this many, many stretch marks on her belly. And then she started looking at herself as, she's like, I'm so ugly, I'm not the same anymore, which is true, because once you become a mother and then you get pregnant, everything changes within you. But then other people start, I guess, like criticizing how she looks now and how like she has so much stretch marks. So now she focuses on her stretch mark over the fact that this stretch mark just tells someone that you actually carried a whole damn person inside you, that you homed, you feed, you built a human inside of you. And I actually have another friend who said like she considered it as the fighting mark or fighting scar because she fought to bring this beautiful being to this world. It really is depending on how you see things. It's how you positively think about yourself and your future and how you do things that's going to affect your life. It's your manifestation. If you manifest that you're going to be rich in 3 years, you will be rich in 3 years. If you manifest that you're going to get that car that you want in 3 years, you're going to get that car in 3 years. If you think to yourself that I will never be a successful lawyer, I would never be a good enough nurse, then that's who you are going to be. So again, think. And as much as like having friends and family, don't listen to their opinion. Their opinion should never affect how you see yourself and how you do things for yourself. Because again, at the end of the day, if you're in a plane crash and you're landed in an empty island, it's going to be just you, yourself. And at the end of the night, when you're lying in bed and it's just you and you're overthinking about all the things that people have told you, again, you can erase all of those thoughts and remember that, oh my God, why am I listening to those people? They're not even here. They're not even the ones struggling. They're not even the one who's experiencing all the things that I'm going through. It's me. So it's how you handle it. So yeah, at the very end of this podcast, I just want you to know that you are basically more than enough, and that your path, you should not compare your path to somebody else's path, because your wins, again, it's not the same thing as their wins. They might be winning right now, but your win is gonna come when it's your time. The success I have in my life right now, I'd never expected it to come this way. And again, I've been praying to have, I guess, a better life, to be able to treat myself, to spoil myself, and I've been praying to God with all the hard work that I've been putting in, and He gave me more than I expected, and He gave it to me on the time that I didn't expect it to be. And so I'm just thankful for what I have right now, and I'm still working on myself and still working on the habits and the traits that I've learned growing up. I am more understanding of myself and the traumas and the healing that I have to do, and that it's okay and that everything is gonna go well as long as I don't give up on myself. Well, bestie, that is our podcast. That is our therapy for today. I hope you learned a lot. I want you to know that you are loved, you matter, you are worthy, and you are where you should be right now. And if it's not, give yourself some time. It will come to you. And always remember that you matter more than anything else in the world. Thank you so much, Bessie, for listening to this episode. And please do me a favor, make sure you download this episode, leave us a 5-star, follow us on Spotify and Apple, and make sure you turn on notifications so that you receive new episodes every Friday. I love you, love you, love you so much. More.